Hi, and welcome to the Sabian Podcast. This is Lisa Meyerson, and today I'm going to be doing a special episode for my friend Hillary, who just had a belated birthday party that had a Britney Spears theme. And I wanted to do Britney Spears chart for my friend Hillary. So here we go. So I'm going to start out with her son, which is at 11, Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is going to be a very friendly, gregarious, just fun-loving person. And her Sabian symbol for that particular degree is in the left section of an archaic temple. A lamp burns in a container shaped like a human body. And, you know, clearly Britney Spears is a very beautiful woman. And has been, like, her body has been something that's been in the, you know, up for discussion. And and also she is clearly performing. And but I think about this South Park episode that I saw that was really amazing, and it was about her and her escaping from the paparazzi. And there was one point where she literally shot her head off, and for the rest of the episode was just kind of wandering around without a brain and just a body. And her handlers were making her perform, and it was clear that she was like hardly there and just in her body. So I just thought that was interesting. That's the image that comes to mind. If you ever get an opportunity to watch that episode, I really recommend it, because it really just has such a compassionate perspective on her struggles with how uncompassionate the media has been to her through her career. But that was the first image that came to mind, was the cartoon image from South Park. And then her karmic degree, the karmic degree is always the degree right before the degree that the planet is actually in. And the karmic degree is at 10 Sagittarius. And this one's really interesting. It's a theatrical representation of a golden-haired goddess of opportunity, which is clearly who she is. And she is a golden-haired goddess. And this symbol is so spot on. And then the quest degree, which is the degree right after the actual degree, is 12 Sagittarius. And that's a flag turns into an eagle, the eagle into a chanticleer saluting the dawn. And a chanticleer is, singing. It's making sound. And that's also what she's known for, is her music. And then the sun is sextile her moon, which is at 13 Aquarius. And Aquarius is going to be a very magnetic and charismatic person, somebody who is often famous, or either locally, nationally, or internationally. And, somebody who really does seem to be in the public eye. They can often be very, very friendly to everyone, sometimes have difficulty with people more one-on-one, which has been my experience with Aquarians, like very, very comfortable as the center of attention and performing, sometimes having more challenges in their one-on-one relationships. And the symbol is a barometer, and that to me would be somebody who is like a lightning rod or a litmus. And I really feel like that has been a role that she has played. She's been up for discussion. She's made us really look at things. Her battle with her father, with the conservatorship, has really made us rethink like what these types of issues are, like what are conservatorships, what's the point of them, and just so many other things that she's been in the media for that have made us really think about it. And a lot of it has really felt unfair. Unfortunately, she's played this role of being a lightning rod. I mean, unfortunately for her, I think it's been fascinating for the people who are fans of hers, like really, really care deeply about her predicament, and but also I feel like it's really made people think about the issues that she is dealing with, and it's really created some change in people's perspective. And then her sun is conjunct Lilith, also at 8 Sagittarius, and that symbol is deep within the depths of the earth. New elements are being formed. And what that symbol means to me is that it's like a grassroots movement forming around her. And Lilith, her sun being so close to Lilith, would also make her somewhat of an outsider, somebody who often does get ridiculed, and but still comes. I feel like Lilith is often the outsider, but comes out on top. But she's often gossiped about. She often is banished. But where she gets banished to, she's always alive and well and thriving. And I really love this idea of Lilith. You know, the mythology of Lilith was that she was Adam's first wife and didn't listen to him, and then got banished from the Garden of Eden. And then Eve came in, and she was docile and listened to Adam. But we all really want to strive to be Lilith, so that's fascinating. So yes, I feel like this deep within the depths of the earth, new elements are being formed, is the Free Britney movement. And then her ascendant is at 3 Libra, and that's the dawn of a new day, reveals everything has changed. And her ascendant being in Libra would be somebody who, ascendant is the physical body. She would be like, Libra's often very attractive, very, very beautiful. Also, Libra, like a Libran personality, can be somewhat people pleasing. And oftentimes her personality does come across like somebody is just really, really nice, and like somebody who does want to balance and harmonize. And I'm sure that what she's been going through has been really challenging and brave for her. But that's what the ascendant at 3 Libra reveals to me. And then her Mercury is at 6 Sagittarius, a game of cricket. I really don't know what this means exactly. You know, it'd be interesting if I actually did a reading for her. Sometimes when I do readings for people, I'm like, what does this mean? Like, she might say, like, I had crickets when I was a child, or I played cricket, or something that's it has something to do with that. I know she's also very, like, a game of cricket could also mean somebody who's very good at athletics. She's great at gymnastics, thinking of a cricket jumping around, so I'm kind of grasping at straws here, but that could be mean that kind of aspect that she's agile like a cricket. And Mercury in Sagittarius would be somebody who is very open with her communication, and oftentimes will want to talk about things. And her moon being an Aquarius would be somebody who might want to broadcast things worldwide, actually. And people see her emotional process. It's not like a very private thing for her. If her moon were in Scorpio, that would be a very different matter. She would have a more secretive life. But with Aquarius, her emotional life is on display. And then her Venus is at 26 Capricorn. And Venus in Capricorn would be very challenging. With her love life, it would be there'd be a lot of challenges and like Saturn ruled types of experiences. She might not find love until she's older, maybe in her 50s or so. I also have a Venus in Capricorn. Like there are a lot of karmic lessons that come with Venus. And Venus can also rule money, and so there can also be karmic lessons in regarding her money, which we see is the case for her. And the Sabian symbol for her Capricorn Venus is 26 Capricorn, and that's a nature spirit dancing in the midst of a waterfall. And that's so perfect for her. I often talk about in my other podcasts that this is about like the coronavirus and the water droplets, but also here she is like seeing a nature spirit dancing in the midst of a waterfall. Like so perfect, especially with the karmic degree of her sun sign, the theatrical representation of a golden haired goddess of opportunity. And then Venus is also sextile Mars at 24 Virgo. This is really a nice aspect. It's harmonizing. It can give her some ease in her relationships, despite her Venus being in a Saturn ruled sign. It can give her like an eye for detail, like working with her crew, choreography. But it also can be somewhat about codependence. The Mars 24 Virgo Sabian symbol is Mary and her white lamb. And that one can be about somebody who wants to like be a good girl, wants to please everyone. And that as she's getting older and really embracing the Lilith on her son, it's getting easier and easier for her not to do that. But you still see somewhat in her countenance, like this very sweet, sweet girl. And she really looks like a very lovely person. And her Venus is also square Pluto at 25 Libra. And a Venus square Pluto would give her some power struggles with people, dealing with power and control issues, which is clearly the case with the conservatorship issue. And there was somebody that was working with her who apparently was drugging her too, like a while back. You know, just seeing this need to really break free of people who want to control her and really coming into her own, in her own power. And that would be, again, another theme of somebody with a sun conjunct Lilith. So, like really fascinating to see how she moves forward with all of this. And so Venus square Pluto at 25 Libra, and the Sabian symbol of that is the sight of an autumn leaf brings to a pilgrim the sudden revelation of the mystery of life and death. And, you know, I don't really know about this, but just the preciousness of her freedom, the preciousness of her life, her struggling with mental illness, really having some profound experiences and understanding what's important and what's not, like getting to the essentials there. Her Venus is also opposing her North Node at 25 Cancer. And that is, the symbol is a leader of men wrapped in an invisible cloak of power. And once again, I'm seeing this about love, but also again about money. This Venus opposition to this symbol, the North Node 25 Cancer, like the leader of men wrapped in an invisible cloak. It could be like all of this, these issues with her father and the conservatorship. Her Venus is also conjunct the South Node 25 Capricorn, an oriental rug dealer in a store filled with precious ornamental rugs. You know, the first thing that comes to mind is her boyfriend. I think he is from Syria. You know, just thinking about places where oriental rugs come from. But also just this idea of her going on like an incredible journey in her life, like a magic carpet ride. And also that she, without trying, is just incredibly talented. This oriental rug dealer in a store filled with precious ornamental rugs. It's like somebody who can pull a lot of talents out of a hat. Somebody who is like a treasure house. And just without trying. And she came into this life with this like natural talent. So that would be the South Node. South Node is what you can always fall back on. And so she's always able to fall back on this treasure house. And then unfortunately opposing the Venus is opposing the North Node with the power and control issues, the men wrapped in their invisible cloak of power. So likely her dad. And her dad shows up here with Mars. We see her Mars, Marion, her white lamb, is squaring Neptune at 25 Sagittarius, a chubby little rich boy riding upon a hobby horse. And that clearly feels like her dad. And these invisible, confusing issues, and feeling like this particular life of hers is a crash course in overcoming power and control issues from the men in her life, and hopefully her partner is a good protective person for her. The quest degree of Neptune here is 26 Sagittarius, and that's a flag bearer in battle, and giving her some strength to duke it out with these forces that be. And then Jupiter is at 2 Scorpio, a broken bottle and spilled perfume. And looking at that too, like taking some of her struggles and creating some music around it, creating a story around it, choreography, performance around that. Nick Cave also has this in his chart, able to take something painful and make it into something really beautiful. And also this idea that it's the broken bottle and spilled perfume, we see the damage too. Like we're able to witness the damage and witness it for her and support her from a distance. And then Saturn is at 20 Libra. A Jewish rabbi in a tiny room full of manuscripts and books performing his duty. I'm trying to think here. Like Venus would also square this more from a wider orb, but it's still there and feeling that Venus square Saturn and the difficulties. You know, I hate to be stereotyping here, but thinking about legal issues, I'm Jewish, so like, but I hate that it's like my first image is lawyers and people who are really, really well versed in the law. And having to really consult with a good legal team or having to deal with other people's lawsuits against her. Having like Venus square Saturn would also, with this particular symbol, would make her have to really get wiser. And with Venus square Saturn, Venus in Capricorn, interesting Saturn ruled, and then squaring Saturn in Libra, would also make her have to really wise up and get smarter and not put her trust in people. Like really, I feel like this is somebody who's really going to come into her own as an adult and get smarter from all of these really difficult situations. And then Saturn in conjunct Chiron at 20 Taurus is a difficult aspect. It's exact and wisp of clouds. Like wings are streaming across the sky. This is also somebody who can really, once again, more effortless talent and somebody who is able to really have it be easy for her in this way. But Saturn in conjunct Chiron can be a challenging aspect that can cause suffering. And so that's going to be something that she's continuing to overcome. So I feel positive for her, but this is kind of a difficult chart and really shows all of these stories for her, like the incredible talent she has, but also the difficulty she's having with her father and other legal issues. Yeah, and Neptune is in conjunct the North Node, which is like some power or confusion. Neptune in conjunct North Node is showing that like her family, from what I understand, has put her on some medication. I know that she was also with that person who was drugging her. Neptune would be the element of it could be drugs, it could be art, it could be creating an illusion, it could be a lot of confusion, misunderstandings. And then in conjunct the North Node, kind of throwing that into her path to her development, really creating some kind of subterfuge. So The last thing that I'm seeing is Uranus at one Sagittarius, and that symbol is a retired army veterans gather to reawaken old memories. I really don't know what that means, except possibly somebody who is like a soldier, dancing in formation, somebody who has had to be like a soldier to continue to create these wonderful performances and these concert tours, and to continue being as disciplined as a soldier. And so the other thing that I wanted to mention too is that there have been a lot of transits to her chart. The South Node has been transiting her sun. It's been transiting, let me see here, her Mercury too. I think it's on her Mercury right now, or is about to go on her Mercury. And the other thing that I've been seeing is that Pluto has been squaring her Venus, and it has, or no, it's been conjunct her Venus, and it's also been squaring her Pluto. It's been conjunct her South Node, and it was squaring her Saturn a few years ago, and it was trining her Taurus. But yeah, definitely. So the South Node transiting her Sun and her Mercury would have to do about with rehashing this case, bringing it back up into the public eye to review the case. And this South Node would be about the past and like things that we easily fall back into and things that are hard to get out of. So the conservatorship would be a case in point for this type of issue. North Node is all about the path we're moving towards. And so the fact that she's rehashing this case again makes sense with the South Node transiting her Sun and Mercury. And then Pluto conjunct her Venus and squaring Pluto makes a lot of sense with battling to take control back of her money from the powers that be. And the sudden revelation of the mystery of life or death, like the Pluto symbol, the fact that she's able to go back over her life and go on trial for her entire life. So kind of like the life path, her life passing right before her eyes would be a great example of her trial. Like all of who she is at stake here, and to get her sovereignty and her money back. And so that's pretty interesting. And I'm gonna end there, but I hope you enjoyed this podcast about Britney Spears, and dedicating this to my friend Hillary, whose birthday was in April, but we just celebrated her birthday this past weekend. So happy birthday, Hillary, and to everyone else, have a wonderful evening. Thank you.